The Department of Veterans Affairs does not endorse or officially sanction any entities that may be discussed in this podcast, nor any media products or services they may provide. Hello, and welcome to the Intern Podcast here with the Department of Digital Media Engagement. My name is Shannon Moran, and I am an intern and executive team leader here with DME. I help run multiple podcasts within our platforms and host this one as well. We work really hard to make sure that you, the listener, get to learn more about what we do here within our DME intern program, your fellow interns, and hopefully you can learn some more about the other departments that we have within our program and maybe compel you to apply if you are not an intern with us. With that being said, I hope you enjoy. Today I have Elizabeth. She is a current graduate student in the Oral History Master of Arts program at Columbia University in New York City. In 2019, she graduated from Macaulay Honors program at Brooklyn College. She double majored in chemistry and history with a double minor in biochemistry and biology. During the course of her studies, she began interviewing veterans and collecting stories of post-traumatic stress disorder both during and post-service. Using her interviews, Elizabeth wrote her undergraduate senior thesis on the effect that military masculinity and the media had on the portrayal of veterans with PTSD. Currently, she is working on her graduate thesis, which will focus on veterans transitioning to higher education and the obstacles that such transitions might entail. She is excited to join the DME internship at the Department of Veterans Affairs as a writing intern, and we are so excited to have her. So welcome, Elizabeth. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be here.
Great. So you just started. You've only been here about a week or so, right?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, your majors and minors are fantastic. How did you end up going from chemistry and biology and biochemistry and history and all that stuff to writing and writing about veterans?
So when I was an undergrad, my mom and dad, they really wanted me to be a doctor. So I started off as a pre-med student. So that explains, you know, all the science background and whatnot. But as I'm going through it, I was just absolutely miserable. I was doing well in my classes. I graduated with honors, but it was towards my, I would say, junior and senior year where I was just like, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. And so somewhere, I guess, during my sophomore year, I realized that I can see in the future that I'm just going to blow it all off and do something else. So I kind of needed a contingency plan. So I entered college with a lot of history credits. So I decided, hey, let me take some history classes and maybe have a history major as well. And the first class that I took was 19th and 20th century America at War, which was just a class about every single war that America was in. And my mentor, Professor Napoli, who I still talk to today, one of the major assignments for that class was we had to interview veterans and then we had to write a research paper based on those interviews. And so my very first veteran that I interviewed, he was a World War II veteran. And he was actually part of the liberation group of the Dachau concentration camp in Germany.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a really intense interview that I had with him. It was over 6 hours. I came over to his house and I brought bagels with lox because he was also Jewish. And so he explained to me everything that happened to him and what he saw at the concentration camp, what his experience was as he was in the military in Germany. And it was just a very tough interview, I remember. And I came out and I said to myself, well, you know, like, damn, everything so far, my biggest worry was how I'm going to do on my organic chemistry test. And then here he is at that age witnessing the worst that humanity had to offer.
Right.
So it was just a huge wake-up call, and everything that he told me, his experiences, his stories, his memories, it was really dark. And I remember just coming out of that interview and I needed like a few hours to myself because it was really heavy. And after that, I guess, you know, it kind of solidified that I didn't want to do pre-med anymore. I just did not want to be a doctor or do any of it. And I slowly started interviewing more veterans, and I just started collecting interviews. So by the time I was a senior year, I finally said to my mom, like, listen, I'm still going to finish the chemistry degree, because if I came all the way up until this point and I'm still doing it at that, I just want to finish it and have it. I don't want to throw away all those classes and all that stress that I did. And and I just pulled out of all my other pre-med requirements. I just finished the major, what I needed to do. And I said to myself, well, now that I'm graduating, I will have a gap year, and I need to figure out what I want to do within that gap year, since I'm not going to medical school. I'm not doing any of those things. And I saw the oral history master's program in Columbia, and it was around, I would say, February or March when I was a senior. And I said, well, it's kind of too late to apply. I don't know if I'll get in. We'll see. So I applied, and it was the only graduate program that I applied to, because everything else was either past the deadline or I just didn't have enough time to prepare my application. And sure enough, I got in, and I was like, well, I guess I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to keep interviewing veterans. And so that's like the short version of everything.
That's fantastic. And that's such such interesting work. I love when you take a class on a whim and it ends up changing everything for you.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best parts of college. How did you find this internship?
I was actually just looking for federal government internship styles. And originally, before even I started looking, I was supposed to, over the summer, work with the New York City Department of Veteran Services and interview their veterans and make like an archive of all of their, you know, stories. But because of COVID, you know, that just completely went away. So I was still interested to do something with veterans. It didn't have to necessarily be interviewing. I just wanted to do it and continue my work. And sure enough, I just came across this, the Virtual Student Veteran Service Internship. And I was like, huh, what do you guys offer? And I saw that the Veteran Affairs Department had a lot of internships. And so I applied. And I applied for three of your internships, the research, the writing, and the editing, because I just wanted to work with you guys. I really wasn't like that specific. I would have been happy with whatever I got. And sure enough, I got it as a writing intern. I was like, all right, this is great. I can, you know, and it was also a big bonus because I saw one of the assignments for writing interns is that they can interview veterans as well. So I was like, hey, this is totally what I'm doing right now. And I like doing it. So I took a chance and I applied and I got in.
That's so awesome. So what have you're only about a week or so into this. What have you done so far?
So I've been doing my mock VOD, VOD, I don't know how you guys say it. So I feel like we're almost done. Me and my editor have been working really well together. And so far I am doing this interview with you guys. And I saw that right now, like, we're going to be approaching Hispanic Heritage Month. So I might have a few friends that I want to chat up with and say, hey, you want to be interviewed, because they are veterans. So we'll see how that goes. But I would like to get into that. I'd like to get back to interviewing veterans, because this summer was just me studying for the GRE and doing other stuff. So I'd like to go back to my roots now.
Well, if I can steal you away from the writing team, I might have some opportunities for you to do that. So we'll definitely talk about that after this interview.
Sure.
So what are you looking forward to? What do you really want to work on with your 9 months with the VA?
Definitely want to interview and just write a lot on those veterans, their experiences, story, anything, any aspect of storytelling I would really like to do. Also, I would like, I guess, to do research for any projects that just need extra eyes to look for information, or if a veteran might not have a complete profile, for me to help out finding additional details or contacting family members. Stuff like that really interests me, to be honest.
So what Do you have veterans in your family? What about the veteran experience really appeals to you that makes you want to dedicate, you know, all this time? And really, it seems like you found your passion with veterans. What drew you to that besides just an assignment in class?
So I am a first generation American, so I don't have anyone in my family who served in the American military. But my mother, she was born in Estonia, a former Soviet Union country. And I don't know, she just instilled in me that, like, this idea of supporting your country, even if that country might not be necessarily doing the right things because it was a Soviet Union. But she said, you know, there's this phrase, and I don't know if I'm allowed to, curse, but she's like, you don't shit where you eat, you know, like, just because you might not be happy with some of the country's policies, it doesn't mean you have to completely, you know, badger it and leave, or unless you're being oppressed. Well, that's different. But, you know, living in America, she kind of instilled in me, she's like, listen, you know, every place is going to have its problems, but you can't just run away from it. You have to do what you can and improve it. And I don't know, this type of mentality just kind of transitioned into me looking, like, really studying American history by myself in classes on my own, reading books. And I kept encountering, like, these veteran stories and interview and news articles. And I just kind of became fascinated by myself about it.
So what about the, you know, your parents are immigrants, and what about the connection between the immigrant experience and the veteran experience have you found? Are there similarities? Because they don't seem like they'd be connected on paper, but it sounds like you have seen connections between the two of them.
Off the bat, if I just had to do, like, a quick, you know, round answers, I would say that they are very different experiences. But, like, once you sit down and you start examining it more closely, there are similarities. And especially, you know, they can intersect if someone who's an immigrant joins the military here.
Right, of course.
But that, you know, that I can't speak for that, you know, intersection, because that didn't happen in my family. But we had, like, family friends who did this, and that happened to them. And the way they described it was, one of our family friends, he is South Korean, and so his parents survived the Korean War, and he was able to come with his parents here to America, and he decided to join the military because he was grateful that the United States basically helped his parents, you know, stay alive and have him. So for that specific example, it's more of a gratitude, and he just wanted to give back. But in terms of just regular immigrant and veteran experiences, they're so different. But I think some of the foundation is the same. Some veterans and immigrants might find themselves alone. They have to find their own niche within their respective communities. They might not be able to articulate what they're feeling at the moment. And so like, these basic things, I found they are similar. But it's also very different, because you have to consider factors like, well, what type of background do they come from? What branch of service are they in? Or, you know, what religion or race are they from? So there's, like, so many factors that you also have to consider. So it's very different, but somewhat similar too,
I was genuinely just curious. So what do you want to do after your degree in oral communication, as well as just after this internship and in general?
So I am in the midst of preparing my law school application.
Wow.
So I'm hoping to go into law school and either study constitutional law or national security law, because I find that stuff interesting. The only thing I would say is that national security law doesn't really encompass veteran laws or anything that specifically aids veterans. But again, I feel like, you know, every person who applies to either med school or grad school or whatever school, they all say that they want to do one thing, and then they end up, like me, changing their mind and doing something else.
Which is why we go to school, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And nobody expects the 18-year-old to know exactly, or the 24-year-old or whatever, to know exactly what they want to do for the rest of their life.
Exactly. My only thing is that if I go to law school, I definitely want to work still within the veteran community and military community in general. But we'll see which type of law would really help me out with that.
That's fantastic. That's really cool. What has been your favorite thing about the internship so far?
I like that everyone's so friendly, you know. I kind of expect it. I'm a pessimist at heart. So when I joined the Slack channel, everyone's like, introduce yourself. It's resume Friday. It's LinkedIn Monday. Everyone, good morning. I'm having this coffee. Good morning. And I was like, whoa, there's just so much pep here. I don't know how. And there's so many people. What the hell is going on? But, you know, it's actually really nice. But it's really nice, and I think it's what you guys are trying to do with so many people doing this internship, especially considering it's all virtual, to try and have some sort of, you know,
community.
Exactly. It's really nice. So, you know, I'll start participating more on this live channel. But it really caught me off guard in the beginning.
Me too. And I love what's special about our program is that we have interns of all different ages and backgrounds.
Which is
so cool. I wasn't expecting that. So what are your goals in life and in the internship and whatever? What are you working on or working towards?
Like in general or?
Yeah, in general, in the internship, in, you know, whatever way you want to take that question, feel free.
In general, I just have a simple rule with, like, for my motto is just do what makes you happy. But whatever you do that will make you happy, make sure it's reasonable and practical at the same time. So I guess that's where my, like, strict family upbringing comes in. Like, you can do whatever you want that's going to make you happy, but just make sure it's not too idealistic without any certain, like, criterias or, like, a, you know, steps to success thing. And so, you know, once I dropped pre-med, I was like, listen, if I'm going to go into law or if I'm going to go into history, I need to have a plan. I need to make sure that whatever I do, it, you know, it could be supported by something else. And I knew this path was going to make me infinitely happier than where I was as a pre-med student. So I guess a general rule that I follow is do what's going to make you happy and it's going to actually make you smile when you do the work. But make sure it's you know, you have a plan. There's always a plan A, plan B, plan C. And I just kind of apply to that. I applied this rule to everything that I do, whether it's work, school, or just the personal, you know, things or whatever. So when it comes to this internship, you know, I'm just going to do any type of work that I know I really enjoy. But it also has structure for me where, okay, if this doesn't turn out, let me do this, this, and this just in case to make it work. And I really like that the one thing I really liked from the boot camp and all those Slack messages was about Trello, like how you can pick the card and how like super specific it is with instructions and what you do and you can't do. I really like that. I like instructions. So I thought it was really, you know, direct and to the point, but you have also so much room to maneuver and do what you want or you feel confident with. So for the internship, that's what I'm excited to do all these various projects that might not necessarily be in my skill set, but I have room to learn and to do it.
And you never know where your next opportunity is going to come from, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Probably started that veterans interview project for class and had no idea the journey it would take you on.
Oh, yeah. I had a few people from my undergrad reach out to me and be like, oh, how are you doing? I'm still doing pre-med, but I'm kind of unsure. I'm kind of interested in this. And I'm just like, do it. If it's interesting to you, I guarantee you, you'll like if you truly like it, you'll keep on doing it. If you have second thoughts now, you're going to still have those second thoughts later on if you just keep everything the same.
Right.
So I keep telling people, like, don't just do science. Take a language class. Do whatever. But if you like it, just do it. And then you'll see in the end.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm definitely one of those people. Like, don't just stick to science or STEM. Like, I understand the appeal, but don't do it. Don't just limit yourself.
What is your advice to new interns or people looking, you know, maybe they're deciding on whether or not this internship is for them?
Well, my advice would be, you know, to any position or internship that you apply to, make sure that this is 100% what you want to do. Don't do it just because you want another like label on your resume. You know, if you're going to apply to specifically like this internship, you have to ask yourself, why are you applying to this internship? Is it because you just want to show schools that you're involved in something? Or is it genuinely because you want to work within the veteran community or help, you know, or help veterans? That's one thing I would tell them. And two, if this is really what you want to do, then apply, but make sure to the specific, like whether you're doing research, writing, you know, editing or graphic design or whatever, make sure that you apply to the department that's better suited for you and your skills. You know, just because you might be interested in one thing doesn't necessarily mean you might be right for that department.
And especially within this internship, you have a chance to work on projects outside of your department.
Exactly.
So just be, if there's interest, you know, you have that possibility of being a part of that.
Exactly. But when you're sending in that application, like,
right,
in the first round, don't just say, oh, I like graphic design, but I have like no computer science experience. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I mean. Apply to the program or, you know, internship that you have the skills and you can help, you know, that department out. And then once you're in that program, then you'll be like, well, I'm also interested in this and I want to do this. So you have to be smart about it. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I completely agree. Tell me a fun fact about yourself.
So I'm 5'9". So if I guess for girls, that's really tall. I don't know. But on my mother's side, I am the tallest. But on my biological father's side, I am the shortest.
Well, there you go. That's a fun fact. Thank you for tuning in to the DME Interns podcast. We hope you learned something about your fellow interns, more about our program, and that you come back and listen to us soon. Have a great rest of your day.